From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Confusion and anger remain today, a day after an airstrike in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz that killed 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF. Bart Janssen is with MSF in Brussels.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
Spokesman for the American forces in Afghanistan said a U.S. airstrike may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against Taliban militants who had taken over the city in the last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday and says it will continue its push against the Islamic State extremists, despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to support the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday outside the capital Abuja to a male and female suicide bomber. Blasts left at least 18 people dead, wounded dozens more. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to the extremist group Boko Haram. This is VOA News.